This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The government has approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi on the decisions taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said students will be eligible to get collateral-free and guarantor-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. As per the scheme, for loan amount up to 7.5 lakh rupees, 75% credit guarantee will be provided by the government to support banks to expand coverage. 3% interest subvention for loan up to 10 lakh rupees will also be provided during moratorium period for students with annual family income of up to 8 lakh rupees. This scheme is expected to benefit 7 lakh students. To avail the benefit of the scheme, the students can apply on unified portal PM Vidya Lakshmi for education loan. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that Cabinet's approval to PM Vidya Lakshmi with an outlay of 3,600 crore rupees will remove obstacles to higher education and enable the country's youth to pursue their dreams. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said this scheme will ensure that financial constraints do not prevent students from pursuing education. The government has also decided to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for the Food Corporation of India. Briefing the media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that FCI plays a big role in the procurement of food and that it has been decided to significantly strengthen the FCI. He said the infusion of equity is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of FCI. This infusion will help lower the interest burden and will ultimately reduce the subsidy burden on the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the cabinet decision on the infusion of equity of 10,700 crore rupees in the Food Corporation of India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the infusion will enhance FCI's capacity to manage food procurement and distribution efficiently. He added that it will ensure better support for farmers and contribute to national food security. The Prime Minister also lauded the approval of the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to support the youth with quality education. He said that the scheme is a significant step towards empowering the Yuva Shakti and building a brighter future for our nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held conversation with Donald Trump and congratulated him on his spectacular victory in the US presidential election. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together once again to further strengthen India-US relations across technology, defense, energy, space, and several other sectors. Prime Minister Modi also congratulated President Trump for the performance of the Republican Party in the congressional elections. According to the sources, both leaders affirmed to work together for world peace. During the conversation, Mr. Trump said, "The whole world loves Mr. Modi." Terming India a magnificent country, Mr. Trump described Mr. Modi a magnificent man. Donald Trump said he considers Mr. Modi and India a true friend. He said Prime Minister Modi is one of the first world leaders he spoke to after his victory. Election Commission agencies have seized 558 crore rupees worth of cash, freebies, liquor, drugs and precious metals in the poll-bound states of Maharashtra, Jharkhand and other states where by-elections are scheduled to be held. The Commission informed that operations in Maharashtra have yielded nearly 280 crore rupees, while nearly 158 crore rupees worth of seizures have been reported from Jharkhand so far. According to the Commission, combined seizures in the two poll-bound states have marked a threefold increase compared to the assembly elections in 2019. The government has said that the Indian Railways facilitated the travel of 65 lakh passengers by running 4,521 special trains in the last 36 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.